USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced new guidelines on Tuesday to limit the arrest of illegal immigrants in or near courthouses. Alejandro said ensuring that individuals have access to the courts advances the fair administration of justice, promotes safety for crime victims, and helps to guarantee equal protection under the law. End quote. Idaho Governor Brad Little signed an abortion bill into law Tuesday that would make it illegal for a woman to terminate her pregnancy after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The law does make exceptions for medical emergencies, rape, and incest. A police report would be required. The Customs Agency for Beijing, China released data on Monday that showed trade with the United States increased by 133% since President Biden took office, earning the communist country $12.5 billion in the first quarter. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress and the American people tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has some details.
Roughly 200 guests will attend President Biden's joint address to Congress on Wednesday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden is deeply involved in the development of the speech. Psaki saying he will lay out the details of the American Families Plan and also mention a range of priorities in the coming months, including energy independence and the Green New Deal. When it comes to energy independence, Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso reminds us,
securing energy independence provides all Americans with a more safe and a stronger future. That's why I'm baffled, really baffled, by the efforts of President Biden and his supporters in Congress to destroy entire industries in America and to force tens of thousands of American fossil fuel energy workers into the ranks of the unemployed.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
New technology with implants can help paralyzed veterans walk again. Veteran Joshua Birch describes the night he became paralyzed.
And I went to Guam to help assist the Air Force because our aircraft were there. And one of the nights I was there, I don't even remember what happened. I just know I woke up the next morning outside on the ground, unable to move.
Mr. Birch on Fox News says he thought he would never walk again.
No, not at all.
Spinal cord injury research chief Dr. Ashraf Gorgi talks about the program.
We started this 5 years ago when we started our exoskeleton program, and our exoskeleton program just lead us to this fantastic implantation epidural stimulation using a different type of epidural stimulation called percutaneous leads, and definitely the results start to show up from day one when we start to regain some motor activities in their legs, which was very fantastic for them to see their legs moving after all these years of paralysis.
Dr. Rob Trainer performed the surgery.
So yeah, implantable spinal cord stimulators have been around for 70 years, so we're really for pain. So we're really leveraging existing technology for societal need. There's two phases to this particular implant. One, we do a trial with 2 8-contact leads. We map out which contact will activate different muscle groups, and if the patient passes a trial, we do a full implantation with a battery placed under the skin during the operation.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.